struggle against financial exploitation. The High Court building in the Strand is an awe-inspiring place that strikes fear into the hearts of even the bravest of those seeking justice. I decided that we could either die out slowly and quietly or make as much noise as we could. I wrote a letter of complaint to Sir John Quinton, then the chairman of Barclays Bank. He didn't reply, so I had the letter blown up onto a giant mobile billboard, and then I had it parked outside Barclays headquarters. And I was contacted by a number of people from all walks of life who were experiencing problems with their banks. We convened a meeting in Hook's boardroom and decided to collaborate by forming an umbrella organisation for victims of financial institutions. I set up a company limited by guarantee, of which I was chairman, and we named it SAFE. So within a few days, there were several mobile billboards travelling around London, all bearing tales of woe from Barclays customers. What started as a small thorn in the side for Barclays and the other companies soon turned into a serious problem as more and more journalists picked up and reported our various horror stories. The Sunday Times reported us as the second most high-profile membership protest organisation after Greenpeace. We erected a billboard in the heart of Covent Garden and hanged a man in a business suit next to the slogan, "Crucified by Barclays, while the Bank of England washes its hands." We may have mixed our metaphors, but our message was strong and unequivocal. The dramatic photo opportunity was the main story on ITV's News at 10 programme that night and eclipsed Barclays' results for that year.